Taking a look at stories we're following for you this morning on Robin Hood Radio. First of all, a look at our tri-state forecast with our meteorologist Pat Pagano calling the shots again for today. Well, the weather for today looks a little more like, let's say fall. Partly sunny, a cool wind today. You can already feel that this morning. Temperatures today will only get to about 60 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny, mid-60s. Sunday, clouding up, late showers, lower 70s. And Monday, cloudy with showers and a thunderstorm around 70. We'll get the full details on our tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few minutes here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. A public hearing to determine whether the state of Connecticut will allow new vans to close maternity at Sharon Hospital will be held. The Connecticut Office for Health Strategy public hearing will be via Zoom on Tuesday, October 18th at 10 a.m. Public testimony scheduled to start at 3 p.m. Written testimony, you can email ohs@ct.gov with your written testimony by Monday, October the 17th. You can reference docket number 22-32511-CON. Oral testimony on Tuesday, October 18th. Sign up via a Zoom link starting at 2 p.m. Public testimony starts at 3 p.m. You can find this link at the Save Sharon Hospital Facebook page. That link will be there. Well, gambling is coming to Newburgh, New York. Hundreds of black slot machines and table games are in place and waiting to be fed cash, spread across a couple of blue and orange carpeting where the Bon Ton department store used to be in the mall in Newburgh. Within the next 3 months, New York's newest casino is expected to open its doors, a playground of electronic gambling devices inside the Newburgh Mall that'll operate 20 hours a day. Resorts World Hudson Valley will feature 1,200 machines in all, most of them slots, but also 82 unmanned imitations of typical casino offerings like craps, roulette, and blackjack. The site promises to be both an entertainment outlet and economic booster that revives a struggling mall, employs 250 people, and pumps big funding into the town of Newburgh's coffers. It also is expected to generate a heap of revenue to bolster a $1 billion Resorts World Catskills Casino that opened in Sullivan County 4 years ago and is yet to reap as much as operators and state officials had hoped. No opening date has yet been set. All but 100 of the gambling machines are ready to go, with 60 miles of cables running beneath the raised floor, according to company officials. They said that while they gave a tour of the site on Tuesday. Construction is continuing and faces some supply chain delays. The finishing touches are expected to be done before the end of the year. Out of Lenox, Massachusetts, recent emails in town clerk Carrie Sullivan's inbox have made her feel like screaming as Sullivan prepares for the elections in November. She's gotten an influx of public record requests about the November 2020 election. She's gotten emails asking for voters' ID numbers and serial numbers of election equipment from an election that was almost 2 years ago. Quote, "This is our busiest time. I don't have an assistant," end quote. Sullivan is not alone in her frustration. Around the country, state election officials have recently received large increases in requests for information about the 2020 election, fueled by conservative activists who dispute the presidential election results. Clerks in the Berkshires are getting requests too, which are taking up resources as they prepare for another election in November, leaving some of those clerks frustrated. Sharon Hospital has a Save Sharon Hospital rally that is coming up on Sunday, October 16th at 2 p.m. at the Sharon Town Green. But of course, they have roundtables coming up before that. First roundtable for Save Sharon Hospital will be today, 6 p.m., St. Bernard Church, 52 New Street in Sharon. The next one, September 29th, at the Scoville Memorial Library, Wardell Community Room. And then the next one after that, Wednesday, October 5th, at 6 p.m., at the Northeast Millerton Library Annex in Millerton. And as we said, October 16th at 2 p.m., a rally for Save Sharon Hospital is set for the Sharon Town Green at 2 p.m. Longtime Hotchkiss School art history instructor Verna Drake will offer two free talks, one today and one on the 30th at Noble Horizons, the Dutch Golden Age of Painting, Why Rembrandt Has Contemporaries That Still Matter. Registration is available at noblehorizons.org. 860-435-9851, extension 9851-188. Noble Horizons is located at 17 Cobble Road in Salisbury. Peddler's Flea Market is back. The Falls Village Canaan Historical Society's annual Peddler's Flea Market takes place tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the South Canaan Meeting House, Route 63 in Falls Village. A rain date is set for Sunday, September 25th. Acclaimed singer-songwriter Louise Mosri will perform with Simon Ruiz Guthrie at the Beckett Arts Center at 5 p.m. on Saturday. It's part of the Music Bring Community Together program. It's free and outdoors. You're invited to bring lawn chairs, coolers, snacks, and your kids. Rain will move the concert to the Federated Church across the street if that happens. This is their fifth juried show of the season for the art section. The Exploring Vision opens today. A free reception for the artists is slated for 2 to 4 p.m. that on Saturday. Artists included Lydia Kinney, Abstract, Polycurist, Sculpture, Whit McKay, Digital Collage, and Valerie McCullion, who has Landscapes. The Great Barrington Festival Latino is now slated for September 24th. Festival Latino of the Berkshires, a free event celebrating the diversity of Hispanic heritage and culture of the Berkshires, will be held from noon till 6 p.m. on Saturday, rain or shine, at Green Park behind Town Hall and St. James Place on Main Street. The alcohol-free event features Latin American folklore and dance companies, live music, artisans, and Latin cuisine vendors. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where you'll find a nightly dinner specials Monday through Friday, a regular menu, and a tapas menu. Interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And also underwritten by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 30,076.68, the NASDAQ at 11,066.81, and the S&P 500 at 3,757.99. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments. Programming and underwriting support from Noble Horizons, founded in 1972 on 110 acres in Salisbury, a nonprofit senior community offering cottage and apartment-style living, skilled nursing, short-term and outpatient rehab, and memory care. More information at 860-435-9851, noblehorizons.org. Underwriting support from Visiting Nurse and Hospice of Litchfield County, a local nonprofit home health, hospice, and home assistance agency. More information at 860-379-8561, on the web, vnhlc.org.